KPIX Bay Area Studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
Right now at 6, a tough start to the morning commute. The crash on the peninsula affecting traffic as you head out the door.
School closures front and center again in Oakland. The big decision looming for the Board of Education today.
Plus, keeping the A's in Oakland while the fate of their bid for a new ballpark might rest in the commission's vote this week.
There's a push to keep San Leandro police officers on the force, the first of its kind incentive being considered right now.
And the decades-old ban now being repealed on the streets of San Jose after being called discriminatory. Good morning. It is Wednesday, June 29th. I'm Lynn Keese.
And I'm Amanda Starr. And Tina, we will get a check of your forecast in just a bit. But first, we start with Ann Makovic. And Ann, there is a crash on the peninsula this morning. How is it affecting people heading into work right now?
It is basically going to ruin the commute on El Camino Real on the peninsula. If you're in Menlo Park, this is after a bus hit a pedestrian early this morning. Taking you live to the scene right now. It happened at about 1 a.m. That pedestrian was taken to the hospital, but the investigation into this crash continues. And those lanes, the southbound lanes, are going to be shut down until as late as 10 o'clock this morning. This is near Glenwood Avenue, so you're going to want to reroute if that is part of your commute. Also, an update on some emergency road construction we've been following in San Leandro, causing some big problems there. That was affecting northbound 238 at Ashland Avenue and also the northbound lanes of 880 in San Leandro. So all lanes were blocked. They are now back open, but residual delays. And want to take you live, Bay Bridge cam right now. Metering lights are on. Going to take you about 9 minutes to go from the MacArthur Maze into the city. Jessica, how's the weather?
Well, we just saw the live look at the Bay Bridge, right, where we're blanketed under that huge, thick marine layer. But this is a live look on top of it. It's beautiful this morning for us, a very calm start to our day. The sun is rising. We just can't see it underneath all this fog. On the bright side, it pulls its way back as we head into the afternoon hours, just like the past couple days. So we're left with sunny skies as we wrap up the afternoon. And daytime highs today are actually significantly cooler than yesterday. We're dealing with low pressure pushing its way in from the north. So that's going to continue to dive its way down. And low pressure changes our weather for a multitude of reasons. One, it brings us partly cloudy skies, sometimes even some light scattered showers. And to add to that, we're also dealing with cooler temperatures with that cold air mass pushing in from the north. So daytime highs today are actually below average in most of the Bay Area. San Francisco getting up to 64, 75 off near Vallejo, 86 up near Fairfield, which 2 days ago we were dealing with close to triple digits. So a treat for us as we head into the rest of this work week and into our holiday weekend. We'll break it down just a little bit more coming up in the full forecast. But for now, I'm going to send it right back over to you guys.
I'm Justin Andrews, and here's a look at this morning's top stories. The Oakland Board of Education is set to vote today on reversing school closures. Students, parents, and teachers have been giving strong pushback for the last several months. We've covered their protests and marches. Just last week, parents brought forth a resolution that would set aside grants to keep some of the schools open. The vote on rolling back the closures is set for 4 o'clock this evening. And lowriders will once again be able to go low and slow in downtown San Jose. The city council overwhelmingly voted to repeal a decades-old ban on car cruising. Police say the 92 ordinance was intended for traffic safety, but critics called it discriminatory toward Latinos and also low-rider culture. And Tesla has reportedly laid off 200 employees and closed the office they worked in. The employees all focused on Tesla's self-driving technology. The workers in the San Mateo office were originally deemed essential during the first round of layoffs. It is unclear why the company made the decision to ultimately shut down that office. Business analysts and sources close to Tesla, they expect more layoffs over the next few months. We'll keep an eye on all of these top stories for you. Lynn, I'll send it back over to you.
All right, Justin, thank you. A woman is in the hospital this morning with life-threatening injuries after being hit by a car in San Jose. This happened last night near Sylvia Castle Park, just east of the 680-101 interchange. No details on the circumstances, but police say the driver did remain at that scene. Meanwhile, San Jose police are still looking for the hit-and-run driver who killed a woman walking across South Jackson Avenue. This one happened just before 5 yesterday morning. Police say the woman was not in a crosswalk. The driver took off in a black sedan, possibly a Honda Accord. This is San Jose's 21st pedestrian fatality of the year, already nearing last year's total of 23.
These are disturbing numbers, and we are digging into them after a new report shows California hate crimes have hit a 20-year high. A new report by Attorney General Rob Bonta found that hate crimes in California shot up, get this, more than 30% from 2020 to 2021, the highest recorded since after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Anti-black hate crimes are still the most prevalent. They were up 13% to 513 incidents. Anti-Asian hate crimes rose 178% to 247. And hate crimes motivated by sexual orientation jumped nearly 50%.
We believe that by showing solidarity as gay people with other minorities, that we will lessen the hatred.
Bonta said the Department of Justice is hiring a hate crime coordinator to try to raise awareness of resources and encourage more reporting.
The San Leandro Police Department is proposing a first-of-its-kind incentive to hold on to the staff it already has. The City Council is expected to vote next week on a $20,000 bonus for current officers. The chief says his current staffing is under 60%, forcing officers to work a lot of expensive overtime.
It was putting added pressure on our staff, and it was a way of saying, bear with us, things are going to get better. Right now, it's just a really challenging period, but we want you to know that we appreciate what you're doing, and here's just a little tangible way of demonstrating that.
If the city approves the incentive program, eligible staff would get $10,000 off the bat, then two more payments of $7,500 and $2,500 over the following year. Other Bay Area law enforcement agencies are also offering up incentives. The city of Hayward recently announced $10,000 bonuses for new recruits and $20,000 for experienced officers. Park Police offering a $15,000 hiring bonus.
Happening today, community members and officials are demanding the Oakland City Council let people vote on the use of public funds for the Howard Terminal project. At about 10:30 this morning, a rally is being held on the steps of Oakland City Hall. It comes ahead of a key vote this week in the A's bid to build a waterfront ballpark.
Tomorrow, the state agency overseeing Bay development will decide whether to end Howard Terminal's use of a functioning port facility. But KPIX 5's John Ramos reports some maritime operators say it's too valuable to be used as a luxury playground.
In the whole A's stadium debate, Howard Terminal is often portrayed as a sleepy, unused piece of property. But those who operate here every day wanted to show us that's not actually true. This is what Howard Terminal looked like in March, nearly deserted. This is what it looked like, with trucks lined up as far as the eye could see to pick up and deliver containers being stored in giant mountains at the facility.
Howard Terminal is not just a vacant parking lot. We have operations here which are ongoing, which are critical to our success to be able to move cargo.
Those who are using the terminal say in the last few months it has become a vital staging area for truckers picking up empty containers and returning with local exports, especially agricultural products from the Central Valley. They say without this space, these containers would be clogging up the main port. And they wonder what will happen if this land becomes a ballpark.
That's the $12 billion stadium question. Where does all this go, right? That's the question we want to have answered. We think that we deserve answers, and we think the public deserves answers too.
The Bay Conservation and Development Commission, or BCDC, will decide whether to remove Howard Terminal's port use designation, meaning it can be used for other purposes, such as a stadium and mixed-use development. The Oakland Ports Executive Director Danny Wan says that would be a better use of the land.
It is very, very bad for a port to have empty boxes sitting on your port, because that's not what the port is supposed to be used for. It's supposed to be used for transport of stuff.
The BCDC will have to decide if there is enough port space without Howard Terminal to meet projected growth to 2050. If the answer is yes, the stadium can probably go forward. But the current operators say they're concerned about what will happen to the rest of the port once the redevelopment begins.
I think the vision feels that if Howard Terminal were to become John Fish's dream, then where does it stop? You know, then you go next door and you keep moving down the waterfront. So, you know, eventually the port will dry up, and we can't have that.
At Howard Terminal, John Ramos, KPIX 5.
The port's executive director says the containers are only being stored at Howard Terminal because of a backlog of goods due to worker shortages at big retailers. But he expects it to clear up in 6 to 8 months.